Lesson 3. Outcomes. Describe the procedure for hoisting various tools and equipment. Hoisting tools and equipment. Rope and webbing are frequently used to raise or lower tools and equipment, with one notable exception. For safety reasons, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, prohibits hoisting pressurized cylinders, such as SCBA cylinders. Using proper knots and securing procedures can prevent equipment from being dropped, thus preventing damage to the equipment and injury to the personnel below. A separate tag line may be tied to the equipment, or part of the hoisting line may also serve as a tag line. Tag lines are non-load-bearing and help prevent tools from spinning or snagging while being hoisted. Firefighters on the ground use the tag line to prevent the equipment from striking the structure or other objects, Figure 7.27. When one rope serves as both the tag line and the hoisting line, the knot or hitch tying methods and methods of hoisting may vary. Common types of hardware used in hoisting are carabiners and pulleys. Carabiner, a snap link made from aluminum, titanium, or steel, with a spring or screwed gate that connects ropes to other mechanical gear, Figure 7.28. Pulley, a simple device used to create a mechanical advantage or a change in direction, Figure 7.29. It consists of a grooved wheel through which a rope can run to change the direction or point of application of a force applied to the rope, Figure 7.30. Hoisting tools or equipment, your primary consideration is safety. Always use the following general safety guidelines. Be sure that you are balanced and standing firmly on the ground before starting a hoisting operation. Use the hand-over-hand method to maintain control of the rope. Use an edge roller or padding to protect rope from physical damage when pulling it over sharp edges, such as cornices or parapet walls, Figure 7.31. Use a pulley system for heavy objects. Work in teams when working from heights. Make sure that all personnel are clear of the hoisting area. Avoid hoisting operations near electrical hazards. If this is not possible, use extreme caution. Secure the nozzles of any charged hose lines to prevent accidental discharge. Use a tag line to help control the hoisted object. Avoid hoisting tools and equipment if it is safer to hand carry them upstairs, a ladder, or an aerial device. Hoisting an axe. The procedure for attaching and hoisting is the same for either a pickhead axe or a flathead axe. The hoisting rope can also be used as the tag line. Refer to Skill Sheet 7-9 for more details. Hoisting a pike pole. Raise a pike pole with the pike up. Tie a clove hitch near the butt end of the handle, followed by a half hitch in the middle of the handle and another half hitch around the head. Refer to Skill Sheet 7-10 for more details. Hoisting a ladder. Tie a figure eight on a bite and slip it through two rungs of the ladder, about one-third of the way from the top of the ladder. Pull the loop through and slip it over the top of the ladder. Secure a tag line to the ladder near the foot. Refer to Skill Sheet 7-11 for more details. Hoisting hose lines. Use caution to avoid damaging the nozzle or coupling when hoisting hose lines to upper floors. Charged hose lines can be hoisted, but it is safer and easier to hoist a dry hose line. Refer to Skill Sheet 7-12 for more details. Hoisting a power saw. To hoist a rotary saw or chain saw, tie a figure eight on a bite through the closed handle, then attach a tag line through the handle. Refer to Skill Sheet 7-13 for more details.